Tens of thousands of doses of a coronavirus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson are making their way across the country and into the arms of people. It's now the third vaccine in the arsenal against COVID-19. NPR's Maria Godoy joins us to try and spell out the differences and similarities among these different vaccines. Maria, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
We've been hearing a lot about this new vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. How does it differ from the ones made by Pfizer and Moderna?
Well, basically, they use different technology. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both rely on something called mRNA to stimulate an immune response. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, on the other hand, is what's called a viral vector vaccine. It uses a cold virus that's been modified so it can't make you sick. And then that virus is now essentially just a delivery vehicle. And what it's delivering is the genetic blueprint for how to make that spike protein that's unique to the coronavirus.
We've seen those pictures of the coronavirus, those spikes that stick out of it.
Exactly. So your immune system is learning to target those spikes and fight them.
What differences might you and I and others notice getting our shots between the effects the vaccines have?
So the main thing you would notice is that with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you'd only need one shot instead of two to be fully vaccinated. So it's one and done. And another key difference is that the J&J vaccine doesn't require ultra-cold storage. It can be kept at regular refrigerator temperatures for up to 3 months. So that makes it a lot easier to transport and store.
What about side effects effects on people with underlying medical conditions?
You know, there's no major differences. All three vaccines have the same common side effects, things like soreness at the injection site, headaches, fever, fatigue. As for people with underlying medical conditions, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the J&J vaccine is safe to take as long as you don't have a history of severe allergic reactions to any of the vaccine's components. And, you know, that's true with the other two vaccines as well.
One concern that's been raised by a number of people is the studies that show that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines both seem to have significantly higher efficacy rates than the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Is that quite the case?
You know, experts say you can't really compare those efficacy numbers head to head because those were different trials conducted in different places at different times in the pandemic. Johnson & Johnson started trials of its vaccine later than Moderna and Pfizer did, and it conducted trials in South Africa and Brazil at a time when more contagious variants of the virus were already rampant in both countries. So we have really good evidence that the J&J vaccine is highly effective at preventing severe disease and hospitalization, even with these variants. And severe disease is what experts say we should really be focusing on. Here's Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo. She's an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco.
When we look at the thing we probably care about most, making sure that we don't end up in the ICU or dying, the efficacy of the three vaccines is virtually identical.
Think of it this way. If the worst thing that happens is that you get a headache or fever, but you don't get sick enough to end up in the hospital, that's a huge win.
Going to put you on the spot, Maria. If you had a choice between Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, what would you choose?
I'm actually going to let Dr. Cassandra Pierre answer that. She's an infectious disease expert at Boston Medical Center.
I would choose any of the three because I know that they will work. They will protect me and my family.
She and other experts say the best vaccine is the one you're offered first because that's the one that's going to protect you soonest.
NPR's Maria Godoy, thanks so much.
Thank you.